Track 9, more news. Record crowd, but long delays at the racecourse. A record crowd at Newton Abbott Racecourse this weekend has prompted organisers to look at improvements after racegoers experienced lengthy delays. The once-in-an-era meeting, attendance at Saturday's race meeting saw a bumper crowd of 8,053 people. But the massive turnout put pressure on facilities at the popular course, with long queues for bars, food outlets and toilets. Some racegoers even struggled to get to the bookmakers to place a bet. Following complaints, the course managers have apologised for the impact. In a statement, the course said the figures were way above the largest crowd last year, which was 6,000. Saturday was our largest attendance this century, they said. We fully recognise that the scale of attendance, particularly the significant high number of walk-up racegoers, presented operational challenges at times. Despite increasing the number of bars, catering outlets and facilities, demand exceeded expectation and resulted in longer queues than we would have liked in certain areas. We understand that this has impacted the experience for some and that we sincerely apologise. We have taken on board the feedback received and are already identifying improvements to ensure that we continue to enhance the race day experience across all fixtures.
Big Fix is coming to repair cafe near you. Recycle Devon's campaign to fix and breathe new life into as many broken things as possible returns this May. Running throughout the whole of May, the Big Fix, coordinated by Devon County Council, sees volunteer menders breathe new life into broken items such as electronics, garden equipment, clothing, jewellery, clocks and much more to give them a new lease of life. Due to its huge success in previous years, the Big Fix is now nationwide across the country for the sixth time. So far, 44 repair cafes have signed up to take part this May, ranging from Jersey to the Orkney Islands. Repair cafes are increasing in popularity as people are becoming more budget and environmentally conscious. They're organised and run by volunteers who offer their time and talents to help mend broken items and keep them in use for longer. Volunteers also help greet visitors, supply tea and coffee, and restock supplies of cakes and other treats. Councillor Jackie Hodgson said, "We now have 46 repair cafes running regular events in Devon alone, which is a wonderful demonstration of local communities coming together to reduce waste, share skills, and create a friendly, welcoming space for everyone." Throughout May last year, 147 repair cafes and 1,130 volunteers took part in the Big Fix, mending over 2,300 items. As well as the usual household items, menders also fixed a World War II Spitfire pilot helmet set, a child's ride-on electric vehicle, opera glasses, a hoverboard, a canoe buoyancy aid, and a shrieking cuckoo clock, proving that nothing is too obscure.
Action horses return to county show. Ben Atkinson and his world-famous action horses will be making a welcome to the Devon County show next month as they return as the headline act in the main arena. Ben and his team have developed a worldwide reputation for magnificent stunt riding, classical dressage and emotionally charged liberty work, and their appearance promises to be a standout moment at this year's show. For more than three decades, the Atkinson family has trained elite horses and riders for film, television and major live events, earning a reputation for precision, artistry and heart-stopping performance. Their horses have featured across global productions and their live shows are renowned for combining technical mastery with cinematic drama. Ben will take to the main arena across all 3 days of the show, which runs from Thursday, May 21st to Saturday, May 23rd at West Point. Sharing the main arena stage on Saturday, the show's big family day, will be the Bold Dog Lings, the UK's premier freestyle motocross display team. Famous for their jaw-dropping stunts and high-flying aerial tricks, the bold dog Lings bring a pulse-racing energy to the stage, captivating audiences with daring jumps, back flips, and heart-stopping manoeuvres. Their performances are a favourite with visitors of all ages, adding an exhilarating dimension to the show's world-class entertainment lineup.
Hop to it as Ale Festival draws near. A huge range of beers will be tempting the taste buds of discerning ale connoisseurs in Newton Abbot from today, the 16th, as Malting Fest gets underway. The three-day celebration of the art of blending water, hops, grain and yeast will be running at Osborne Park until Saturday the 18th, showcasing a huge range of beers including cask, craft keg beers and lagers, ciders and local spirits including gins, whiskies and rums. Organised by the Society of Independent Brewers in the South West, the festival is the most comprehensive festival of drinks produced by local brewers. The event is open to the public from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Thursday, between 11 and 11 on April the 17th, and from 10 till 10 on April the 18th.
Firefighters from Ashburton were called to a large fire at a temporary school building in Totnes on Sunday the 12th of April. Fire control at Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service took several calls reporting a large fire at King Edward VI Community College on Sunday evening. Fire engines were sent from Totnes, Ashburton and Paignton. Upon arrival, crews found temporary building that was being used as a school classroom was well alight. A spokesperson for the fire service said the single-storey building was totally destroyed by the fire and the cause is being investigated. Devon and Cornwall Police also attended the incident.
Cygnet saved from gull. One of the new cygnets in Dawlish almost fell prey to a seagull but was rescued by a passerby. The young cygnet, which hatched to new first-time parents Rosie and Bluey, was retrieved from the gull's mouth. Now the waterfowl wardens have moved the whole family into a special enclosure, Quackingham Palace. A spokesman for the warden said, "We have temporarily moved the mum, dad and cygnet into Quackingham Palace for a week or so to keep the cygnet safe after some unwanted attention from the gulls. The seagull responsible was seen hanging around after failing to keep hold of the cygnet, which is just over a week old. Quackingham Palace was built 2 years ago as a temporary home specifically for the town's black swan population."